Welcome to The More You Know. I'm Pickles, and this is Penguin Radio. This will be, I think, my last show here on Penguin Radio for the semester, and I am in internet radio, the first one. So if you are coming to Dominican soon, I highly, highly think that you should take radio. It's a great class. It teaches you a lot, and it was just a great experience. Even if it's hard for you at first, it gets easier as it goes on, and even if it's hard at the end, then you're glad that you did it. So now, on The More You Know, every week we talk about world, national, and local news, and then we talk about some social issues. Later on, we'll have Valerie and Drew on with us as guest hosts, but right now, let's talk about the Ukraine and start off with some world news. An Eastern Ukrainian councilman met a gruesome end this week after confronting a pro-Russia mob at a government building. The man, named Vladimir Rybak, was a city council member and ex-cop who was loyal to the Kiev government in an area beset by Russian separatism. Rybak disappeared on April 17th after facing down a furious pro-Russia crowd that had stormed the mayor's office where they raised the Russian flag. Rybak, unfazed by the mob, climbed onto the roof of the building, tore down the Russian flag, and hoisted Ukraine's blue and yellow national banner. His body was found on Monday, miles away from the mayor's office. His body had numerous bruises, stab wounds, a broken jaw, and missing teeth. His belly had also been slit from his stomach with a knife. Ukrainian officials on Thursday released a statement saying that they had audio recordings and a transcript of intercepted telephone conversations that implicated at least one local separatist leader and Russian intelligence operative was involved in Rybak's murder. Rybak's body was laid to rest this week, surrounded by family, friends, and sympathizers. As his body was laid in his grave, the crowd chanted, "Glory to the hero." Let us hope that he did not die in vain and that this unrest in the Ukraine will end soon. North Korea has threatened to conduct its fourth nuclear test this week, possibly while President Barack Obama is in the region on a week-long trip. President Obama released a statement saying that the U.S. stands shoulder to shoulder with its ally South Korea in refusing to accept a nuclearized North Korea. In a joint news conference this morning with South Korea's president, President Obama said threats by North Korea will get the country nothing except further isolation from the global community. The United States president also noted that his visit came at a time of great sorrow for South Korea, which is mourning the loss of more than 300 people in a ferry that sank off the country's southwestern coast. The vast majority of the victims were high school students. President Obama told the South Korean president, "So many were young students with their entire lives ahead of them. I can only imagine what the parents are going through at this point, the incredible heartache." The president, as we know, has two young daughters about the same age as those students that were killed this week. As always, our thoughts go to the families of the victims and our prayers that there will soon be rest in the Ukraine. Also, this weekend, are you going to do anything on Sunday? On April 27th, the winner claims WLA Conference Championship in Dominican versus Mesa. The lacrosse game this Sunday at 12 p.m. features a competition. Look for life-size photos of the Penguins around the school and take a picture with them and post them to Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag WillaRepeat and tag at Dominican Sports. The most creative post to social media will receive a prize at halftime during the lacrosse game. Good luck to all the contestants. Now we're going to take a quick break, and here's the Breaking of the Fellowship from the Lord of the Rings soundtrack.
that past, clutching to the wheel and those charts. But that sea is just a gambler at heart. Oh, there we were and our sun hit the starboard, and we were as free as we could be. Waited for land, oh, we waited for thee. We aimed to stay calm. That sea is just a gambling fool. Come to me, Mary, come. You know you once were queen. You're Sun is holding all the kings, tossed aside the weary.
Welcome back to The More You Know. I'm Pickles, and once again, if you are planning to attend the lacrosse game this Sunday at 12 p.m. here at Dominican, then look for life-size photos of the Penguins and take a picture with them. That is the Dominican lacrosse team, not actual Penguins. And post them to Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag WillowRepeat and tag Dominican Sports, and the most creative post to social media will receive a prize at halftime during the lacrosse game. And good luck to Dominican as they face off against Mesa in what will hopefully be their third Willa Conference champion in the past 3 years. Now, to begin with, a brief look at this morning's Bay Area weather. A late season Pacific storm is bringing rain and snow to California. Light rain was falling in parts of the San Francisco Bay Area during this morning's commute and has continued into the morning. More light rain, accompanied by a possible thunderstorm, is expected throughout the day. The precipitation, while good news for the state, is unlikely to offer much relief from the ongoing drought. Now, what comes as no surprise to many, Michael Phelps was back in the pool this week, for the first time since 2012. Phelps came in 0.2 of a second short of an instant return to his winning ways, with a time of 51.93 seconds. This is in the 100-meter butterfly. The 18-time Olympic gold medalist came in second to his longtime rival and friend, Ryan Lochte. Even with this disappointment, Phelps' time is the fourth fastest of the year, but still 2 seconds slower than his own 49.82 world record. Phelps was satisfied with the race, saying, "I said I wanted to be around 52 seconds, and I would be completely happy with that. It's one meet, it's one race. It's a long way whether I decide to continue or not." The most decorated Olympian of all time also admitted to reporters that he hadn't felt so nervous about a race since he was 10 years old. The swimmer, who officially retired in August of 2012 after winning an unprecedented 22nd Olympic medal, is happy to be back in the pool, but non-committal on his swimming future. He declared himself happy to have shed his post-retirement weight gain and post a strong time. When asked about a return to Olympic action, Rose, Phelps only replied that he was taking it one step at a time. Whatever he chooses, both Phelps and Lochte are happy to be racing each other again. Lochte told reporters, "With what he's done for the sport of swimming and him leaving kind of broke my heart a little, because I love getting on those blocks and racing him. Now that he's back, I've got a big old smile on my face." Phelps was equally glad, saying, "You're going to hear this word come out of my mouth a lot, but I was having fun." Congratulations on the win to Mr. Lochte, and welcome back, Mr. Phelps. Now some more news about the drought. California's severe drought has created a rat problem at San Francisco's Huron Head Park. This past week, park visitors have reported seeing rats running around during the day. Tina O'Keefe of Dirty Rat Rodent Removal said the drought is driving rats out from hiding underground. She stated, "There's no water source for them right now, so they're going outside to get it. They eat plants, they eat meat, they're going to the dog park because there are water bowls, they're going to the horse stables because there's water." Dirty Rats Rodent Removal has been busy, with calls for services coming from all over the Bay Area. Frequent parkgoers are anxious to see this problem leave, but unfortunately, with no end to the drought in sight, experts say that rats will be out all over the Bay Area for a while now. And finally, Oakland has joined cities like San Jose and Palo Alto, who use the social networking site Nextdoor as a tool to try and keep their neighborhood safe. Nextdoor lets neighbors report suspicious activities to the local police department. This site lets the officers, as well as others living in the area, know when something is amiss. San Jose has been involved with Nextdoor for 2 years now, with positive feedback from the community. Daryl Ospring, a neighborhood activist from San Jose, says the Nextdoor network has helped her area through tough times, including a homicide investigation. Ospring is a big supporter of the site, saying, "When we found Nextdoor, it was one of the best things to happen in our neighborhood." While it's difficult to quantify how or if a social network can help a neighborhood cut back on crime, there's always been something positive about knowing your neighbors. It seems that a bit of technology in the mix is helping residents feel a little safer about where they live and bringing the community together in a new way. And now, before another break, I have breaking news from Connecticut. This is a developing story, so keep in mind that facts may change in the future. Police said a 16-year-old boy allegedly stabbed Marin Sanchez, 16, in the throat after she turned down his invitation to junior prom. Once again, this is a developing story. A Connecticut high school student is dead after being stabbed in the throat at Jonathan Law High School in Milford, Connecticut. Milford Police Chief Keith Mello said he heard that the stabbing occurred after Maren Sanchez, 16, rejected the prom invitation from a 16-year-old boy in the hallway of school, but that he could not confirm this was the case. The suspect was taken into the police custody. Sanchez died later at Bridgeport Hospital. Jonathan Law was placed on lockdown after the incident, and officials are working with the school administration to release the students for the day. The school's junior prom, scheduled for Friday, has been postponed. Police tape block off the lot at Jonathan and High, and a crowd is gathering outside the school. Many of the news is coming from tweets from within the school. Following the stabbing, Jonathan Law students started a prayer for Marin hashtag on Twitter. Said Ashley Mandillo, "So sad, can't believe this. She is literally the sweetest girl I know. Please pray for her and her family. Hashtag pray for Marin." Unfortunately, those prayers went unheard as she passed away. And now we'll have another quick break. But before we go, remember, if you see life-size photos of the Dominican lacrosse team around campus, take a picture with them and post them to Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag WillowRepeat and tag @DominicanSports. The winner of the most creative post to social media will receive a prize at halftime during the lacrosse game Sunday, April 27th at 12 p.m. And now we're going to go to another quick little break.
Thank you.
Welcome back to The More You Know. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, and I am Pickles, your host for the rest of this hour. We are going until 12. And just before we get started again, I just wanted to let you all know that the Penguin 5K Run Fun Run and Penguin's Kid Dash is tomorrow. That is April 26, 2014. The 5K starts at 9:30 a.m. and the Kid's Dash starts at 10:30 a.m. It is located at Dominican University of California. Address is 50 Acacia Avenue, A-C-A-A-C-I-A Avenue, San Rafael, California, 94901. The course will start on Magnolia Avenue and make two loops around the campus and the neighborhood. 8:30 a.m. to 9:15 a.m. is registration on the library field. The 5K road race starts at 9:30 a.m. and the Kids Dash starts at 10:30 a.m. The post-race hospitality will be on the library field once again. And registration is free for current student athletes and coaches. Otherwise, $30 for a community member, $25 for alumni, $15 for Dominican students, and $10 for the kids race, which is 12 and under. Awards will go to the top three male and female runners, as well as the top Dominican runner, top alumni, and the top alumni male and female. And if you have any, please bring the following to support the Dominican University Service Project trip to Uganda: toothbrush, travel toothpaste, colored pencils, index cards, and stickers. All right, now moving right along, Mitch McGarry is heading to the NBA. For those of you who don't know, Mitch McGarry is a Wolverine basketball player that's at the University of Michigan, which I've talked about before as being my hometown, is just outside of where the U of M is located. So this is very interesting to me, and I hope it is to you as well. With a year-long NCAA suspension looming for a failed drug test, Michigan Wolverine sophomore big man Mitch McGarry declared for the NBA draft on Friday. The 6'10 McGarry played only 8 games this season due to a back injury that ended his season in mid-December. Being a part of a program that values integrity, it is important to let everyone know of a poor decision I recently made, said McGarry in a statement released by the school on Friday morning. I tested positive for marijuana during the NCAA tournament. We were notified of that result after the Final Four. He continued, I regret thoroughly disappointing my family, coaches, and administration. Despite all of this, they have been understanding and helpful over the last couple of weeks. I take full responsibility for this poor choice and want to apologize to everyone, especially those I have grown close to during my fabulous 2 years at the University of Michigan. Yahoo Sports reported that McGarry failed a drug test administered by the NCAA following the team's Sweet 16 victory over Tennessee, a game in which Mitch McGarry suited up but had no intention of playing. He told Yahoo that he had smoked marijuana one night in mid-March, the penalty for which is a year. That's a year suspension from the NCAA. Individual schools have their own penalties for failed drug tests, but the NCAA has a rule in which a player is suspended for an entire year for failing a drug test administered by the organization. It's just with the NCAA and their strict rules. They don't show any mercy, said McGarry to Yahoo. They take their things too seriously. Which may be true. After all, the use of marijuana has become less and less of a big deal recently. So is it really worth a year suspension for smoking marijuana once? McGarry had a strong showing in 2013 NCAA tournament, in which Michigan lost to Louisville in the national championship game. He elected to return to the school despite the fact he was a likely first-round pick. McGarry's stock fell following the back issues that began this past offseason. According to multiple NBA scouts, McGarry is a likely second-rounder depending on how his medical testing goes with the NBA teams. Best of luck to McGarry as he leaves the Wolverines, and we're going to go to another quick break here. And after the break, we'll have some guest hosts on with us. So here is One Voice by the Wailing Jennies. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to The More You Know. I am Pickles, and this is Penguin Radio. Now on with us, we have some guest hosts. We have Valerie Larson, Drew Nelson, and Lee Laverie. Go ahead and say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
So Lee has been on with us a few times before. Drew was supposed to be, but he bailed. And Valerie is a newbie. So Val, do you want to tell us about yourself?
Can you ask me questions?
I can ask you questions. Well, start with you. I'm a volleyball team, so...
Yes, I am.
We both play volleyball here. So what position do you play?
I am a DS / setter.
And which do you like more?
Setting.
Yep. So how have you liked Dominican so far? What do you do here? What's your major?
I'm a nursing major, and I love it. The program is great. That's definitely why I came here. Volleyball was secondary to that, but I'm really glad I got to continue playing volleyball here as well.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun playing with you. So
aww,
thank you.
Aww.
How cute. Now, Drew, you golf here.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
We have a lot of athletes in the room. Lee plays soccer.
Yep.
So, Drew, mm-hmm. How is the golf team looking this year?
We were decent this year. We got third in PacWest. We're going to be a lot better next year, though.
Woo.
Woo.
So word on the street, as in my English class when it was brought up, is that the golf team here is crazy. Is that true or not true?
Define crazy.
Lee, define crazy.
Me.
Well, we're not Lee. Lee's not on the team.
Okay.
So no.
So no.
All right. We're not crazy.
Good to know. And did you want to give a shout out to someone?
Yeah, Stu Horn. You're the man. We need to play golf again sometime soon in the near future.
And you should give Suzanne an A. Wow.
And give
what?
Suzanne.
Wow.
No, she has to earn it. Don't do that.
Anyways.
No, just give it to her.
Okay, and Lee, is there anything you'd like to tell the audience?
I'm good.
Okay. So, guys, a big topic that's been talked about a lot on campus recently is if student-athletes should be paid to play or not. And I figured since we're all student-athletes, what better people to ask? So, Val, what do you think?
Well, I guess a lot of people think getting scholarships is, I mean, somehow getting paid. I know. Do I need to get closer?
Yeah.
Okay. My boyfriend plays basketball at Cal Poly, as you already know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that when he got his scholarship money, and that's a full ride, he gets it to himself and gets to spend it. And mm-hmm. He gets to spend it in whatever way, I guess.
Yeah.
Ish. And it's different at a D2 level, obviously.
Yeah.
So I guess that's in a way that's getting paid, but
yes.
I know that's not what you meant.
No, that's kind of what I meant, because I think that a scholarship should be counted as getting paid, because people say, well, student athletes don't have time to get a job or whatever, but when you sign to become a student athlete, you know that's what you're agreeing to. Drew, Lee, do you guys have any thoughts on it?
You're up.
I would say that student athletes should not get paid. I was actually having a conversation with Chandler about this last week. Because he thinks that we should be getting paid, but I kind of agree with you that scholarships is like a form of payment. And like when we go to our tournaments or games or whatever, like the travel fees, hotels, all that's already paid for in a sense. Like we don't have to pay for that.
So
that's another
food.
Form of payment in my eyes. So, and like Valerie said, it's different at D2 level as well.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys hear recently that the NCAA for D1 athletes can now cover all of their food? Like all
they
their
get
food
and unlimited.
Yeah.
They
so
get unlimited food.
Yeah, I heard
I'm
about
like,
that.
I'm like, what?
What do you guys think of that? Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea? Lee?
It's tough.
I know you like to eat, so.
I do like to eat. I mean, I wouldn't really care if I had unlimited Caloriga.
For those who don't know, Caloriga is the dining hall on campus.
Disgusting.
It's not very good.
Subpar.
It's
definitely.
It's really good the first week.
Yeah.
And then it's not anymore.
Yeah.
What about you, Drew? What do you think about if the because D1 athletes get their snacks paid for?
I think if you're not going to do it for all the divisions, don't do it at all.
Yeah, it's unfair.
Like, why do they have more priority, or why are they more important than we are? I understand, like, they bring in more revenue for the NCAA, but still.
You could argue also that, you know, at D2 level, we have a spring season, D3 doesn't. So, and at D1 level, there's still even more practices and more mm-hmm. time. So they don't have as much time to work. Mm-hmm. But then again, it's the same thing as you're agreeing to be a student athlete.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. What do you guys think about student athletes who don't finish their degree?
Well, I think it depends, like, if they go pro or not.
Mm-hmm. So I was actually, just before you guys came, I was talking about Mitch McGarry, who plays for the U of M, and he's going to be, he's just officially announced that he's going to the NBA. So mm-hmm. do you guys think that that's a good thing, that students would go right away? Well, not right away, but right out of college and not finish their degree? Or do
like
you think
one and
stay?
Done or two and done?
Mm-hmm. So he's a sophomore now.
Okay.
I think if they have the talent and $1 million contract is in front of them, then they have no, you know, they have no reason to not take it. Like, they can always go back to school.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, for student athletes, I mean, that's how I look at it. But if it's just like somebody who just drops out of college and doesn't get a degree, I mean, then it's kind of,
yeah,
I don't know. Millions of dollars is hard
to
turn
down.
What
about student athletes who stay like until after their senior year season, but then they don't finish their degree? I don't know. I've heard about some who do that, and I think it's kind of silly.
Like super seniors?
No, they just like...
Like halfway through their senior year?
Just like leave because they're done with the sport. Okay. So. And then they go on and they like play pro somewhere, but then they're done after that.
Okay, that's probably...
That's
kind of dumb.
I mean, you're almost done. Why wouldn't you just finish?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So change of topic here. Lee, you were talking to me about internship you're applying for over the summer.
Yeah. I got an email the other day. I guess all the business students in my class did, from a Marin Fire Academy. So they're doing something. They're only taking a certain amount. So you have to send in a letter. Basically, it's just an internship for the academy. It's like 6 weeks, only 2 days a week for like 5 hours, I think. But you get paid for it, and they take you around. They take you what, like they go through what they would do like on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been thinking about doing the academy after school anyways. So
would this help you get in or like have a little bit of a head start on the academy?
I mean, I would assume, but I mean, I don't know that much about it. It was just like this little email.
Yeah.
But I'm planning on doing it.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. Do you guys have any other summer plans? What are you guys planning to do this summer?
Working.
Are you going to be working in a hospital for the nursing? Or?
No, I'm probably going to babysit a lot. If I have time, I'll volunteer. But
yeah.
Oh, I have two summer classes I'm taking, so it's like,
Oh, that's no fun.
No, it's not.
Yeah, nursing program here is rough.
Yeah, it is.
I'm so glad I'm not in it. I'm sorry you are.
Yeah, it's a, yeah.
Yeah. Drew, what about you?
Yeah, just working. I'll probably play a few tournaments here and there, but mainly just working.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where are you working?
Lots of volleyball.
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
Where have you worked in the past?
I worked at a golf course last summer.
Was it fun or no?
Not really.
What was the worst thing that happened?
The worst thing that happened?
Worst customer you had.
I don't know, what was it, like a country club? So there's like...
What'd you do there?
There's a few snobs. I pretty much, I was like a caterer, kind of. Like, if they, like, some of the members, like, keep their clubs, like, at the course. So if, like, they came out and wanted to play, like, I would go grab their clubs for them and put them on a cart or whatever.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, it was... I mean, it was okay.
You said there were snobs?
Susanna, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Me? Sitting on my butt and doing nothing.
Good.
Productive.
Yes, always.
Didn't you get a job?
Actually, this last weekend when I went home for Easter,
Taco Bell again?
I'm not going to be working at Taco Bell again.
I forgot about that.
No, I didn't. which was actually a wonderful job, okay?
Did you get free Taco Bell?
No, I
free
didn't.
Free diarrhea.
Nice.
That was on the house, you're right. No, we got free drinks, and the nicer managers would let us eat food.
No.
But we weren't really supposed to.
Aww.
Yeah.
You Wait, brothers. So where are you working?
But that didn't stop me from gaining That's 10 pounds when I worked there. This summer, well, I just had an interview when I went home for babysitting, like nannying type thing.
Yay, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, so if that doesn't work out, I'll probably get a waitressing job, and maybe I can always go back to Abercrombie.
Oh, but I don't want to go back to.
Yeah, I should go back to either.
How many jobs have you had? It sounds like you don't like any of them. Because you told me about another one, like at some bar or something.
Oh, at the pub.
That you didn't like.
Yeah.
Also.
Is that legal?
That's what I said.
Why is everybody here?
You're probably
so
a waitress, right?
Or yeah. I was a waitress. Everybody
here. I
think
you could
so
even
like
serve drinks if you want.
If you're 18, you can serve alcohol.
She wasn't, though, were you?
Well, yeah. I was.
Uh-oh.
Michigan people.
The place I worked at, I will not say that. Actually, no. You know what? It was a really bad place. It was the Dexter Pub. If any cops are listening in Michigan, go arrest them. They're horrible.
Oh. Wait, where can you listen to this?
15-year-olds serving. It's a good thing. This is internet radio, so anyone can listen.
It's on
line.
It's online.
You can, yeah, you can get on
your
phone.
I hope you're listening, Michigan.
That's the only job that I've ever quit. You know, not just had to, like, leave for school or volleyball. I quit on the spot because the guy was a word I can't say on the radio.
I should watch my language then.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to. Don't swear. Yeah, he would just, like, yell at me and tell me how stupid I was a lot. And, like, all the people.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like a very nice guy.
I would have quit, too. Oh, yeah. Like, the day I quit, it was, like, a week or two before I was leaving for school anyways. And the day I quit, he'd already made another girl cry.
Wow.
So I was, and he was yelling at me, like, the table didn't want to pay all their bill because this, okay. Do you want to hear the full-blown story or do you want to hear the synopsis?
I want to
hear
the full-blown.
Synopsis.
Synopsis is the table didn't want to pay for a meal, even though they should pay for the meal.
Why wouldn't they?
It was like an all-you-can-eat cod meal. Gotcha. And four people ordered it. Three of them loved it. The fourth person hated it.
Wow.
And I offered them to like get it remade or, you know, get something else. And they said no. So obviously they have to pay for the meal still.
Yeah.
So I was like trying to talk to the bartender who's the manager and like be like, okay, what should I do? You know, they don't want to pay for it, but they kind of have to. And so he came over and he was like yelling at me like, oh, what's going on? Da, da, da. I was trying to explain to him. He was like, no, Sonny, you explain who's the manager. And he was just being rude and like yelling at me, even though it was very, very not my fault. So I told him I wasn't coming back. And
good
that
for
I wasn't
you,
gonna
Susie.
Come back the week. And then when I got off work that day, I like sat down with him and told him, you know, I don't like the way you run your business. You are not a good person. And it felt good.
Nice.
It felt really good.
Did you say you're not a good person or did you use?
I said, I don't like the way you run your business. I don't like the way you treat your employees.
Very
I don't like
professional.
The way that you put on a face to the public. And then he was like talking like, oh, well, customers are the number one thing. I was like, yeah, but you're going to have more customers if you're not such a bad person. Yeah. What makes me happy, some of my friends still work there. A lot of people from my high school worked there. And it's not very busy anymore. So
good.
That's always nice to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm a swim coach over summer.
Mm-hmm.
This is my fifth year doing it.
Wow.
So
that's a lot of years.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just.
Just
I
so
mean,
you know,
just,
currently
I mean,
roommates.
I started out.
Oh.
Little kids like me, like 5-6 year olds, and now I'm doing like maybe 12 year olds.
Moving up in the world.
But I had these two guys. I think it was 2 years ago. Sunju and June Baum.
Were those their real names?
Yes,
or did you
those
are
their names. Those are their names. These two
Caucasian little boys.
Asian.
They're probably Korean.
Maybe. Oh. Good try.
Did you say Caucasian? Oh, that was a joke. I got it.
No, okay.
I don't think it wasn't a joke.
Yeah,
it was.
It was off color.
Sure. My boss always gave me like the really crazy kids because
mm-hmm.
she knew I could handle them. And these guys were out of control because I do a separate thing where sometimes I coach a whole lane and then sometimes I just coach like one or two kids at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was coaching just these two guys. And it was really cold this day, really really cold. And
it's
so
cold,
June Baum,
he was
a little chubby. And he just dives into the pool. He doesn't care. And he's splashing around. But then Sunju doesn't want to get in. He's the skinnier one.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to get in.
Quick question. Were they related?
No, they weren't.
Okay.
They were like best friends, though.
Okay.
Which made it worse. but he just wouldn't get in. I'm like, I mean, even I was pretty cool. I was in. I was like, look, it's fine. Like, look at June Baum. He's just splashing around and everything. And I was like, just hop in. And so, like, he really slowly, like gets in a little bit and then immediately jumps out and grabs his lower region and
oh,
starts screaming, my peanut is cold. And there's like, and he starts running around the entire facility. Like, there's parents
You're
there.
Joking.
No. He started screaming this, and my boss is just like, Lee, could you, I don't know, do something about that? That's not okay. So.
Yeah. My peanut.
Just so you know, the entire time you were telling that story, all I could think of was Junebug. Whenever you said June.
Junebomb.
Junebomb.
I remembered their names because, like, each of their names was like
something,
two American words. It was like June Bomb.
Like B-O-M-B?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Sun Jew.
Like
G Jew. I mean, G, I said G, awkward.
Those are some bad, J-E-W. Like, if you put the last two of each of them together.
Don't.
Okay.
Oh, well, don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay. What about you, Val? Do you have any fun work stories?
No.
Okay.
I have to think. You can't put me on the spot.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, gosh. Are you guys doing the 5K this weekend?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
Possibly.
All right. We got all the answers we could possibly get. So.
Cool.
That's that.
That's that.
Yeah. The volleyball team will be doing it, and we'll be running together. Or, you know, I'm not really sure how that's gonna end up. I feel like
half
it might
run,
be
half walk.
Some of them running, some of us running, some of them. Anyways. Oh, by the way, Lee's helped me with my outfit, and nobody else knows yet, so I'm excited.
God.
I'm going to wear one with you.
Okay.
Monica might also.
What did you just have to do?
Is she going
to
run?
I think
There's
so.
No way you're going to be
That's
able to
awesome.
Run.
That's
awesome. Oh, man.
I can run.
Not for... Okay.
Oh, no. In
Really?
In what you want to run in.
It's not going to work?
You're going to...
You probably won't be able to run more than a mile.
You're going to have a heat stroke.
Oh.
It might be raining.
Oh. Oh.
Slash cold.
Slash.
Slash.
Val, actually, okay, I want to tell someone. No
okay.
one listens to the show.
Okay.
If you are listening, I'm sorry, I called you no one. I'm going to be St. Pat. We all are dressing up as holidays. The
Pretty sure
team.
I have some people listening.
Ooh.
Nice.
But
my roommate might be listening. Shout out to Kristen.
Hey,
You're not
Kristen.
No one to me.
Alan.
Kevin and Patrick.
Kayla's.
Are they listening?
Yeah, they are.
Nice.
I think so.
Hi.
Maybe.
Hey, Kevin and Patrick.
Anyways, back to you, Susie.
Anyways, back to me, yes.
I'm sure Stu Horn's listening.
Stu.
Hey, Stu.
Stop.
Hey, Leona. Hey, I'll see. Okay. I'm going to be St. Patrick's Day.
Wow.
And I'm dressing up in a green morph suit, and I'm going to put four-leaf clovers over my boobs.
Sweet.
So.
That's mature.
I like
Very.
To be mature.
I know.
Anyways, Val, what was your costume?
Black Friday.
Really?
Yes.
Somebody,
don't judge me.
Different kind of black. Somebody on the team suggested I do Black History Month.
You should have.
I don't think that would have gone over well.
I don't think you should do that.
Would not.
Yeah. I think it
would
have been hilarious.
Well, never mind.
It would have been hilarious until I got in trouble. And
by
people were Little woman I like to call Gail.
Gail thought it was funny.
That's
she was
true.
There.
Okay. If JJ and Lola.
A little woman.
A little giant that I like to call Gail. What are you going to wear, Lee?
The same thing as you.
Cool.
Well, no, I'll probably wear that blue one.
Where did you get so many morph suits?
Why did you get so many morph suits?
You got them at Goodwill?
No.
Wow.
One Halloween, I got
great
one.
Find.
Just to use as an outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And
Naturally.
Then.
I'm starving.
It was awesome. And then my mom found there was like some sort of like party store kind of by my house. And there was like. A bunch of them on sale for like
what?
$10,
which is ridiculous.
So she got two more.
We need to borrow them for midnight. What is it called?
Mayhem?
Didn't you already
Mayhem?
Ask me for that?
Sweet.
Probably.
Good.
I don't know. I was thinking we might want to do
Midnight Mayhem
on top of it. Oh.
Yeah, we need those.
Hey, while we're on the subject of borrowing things, Drew, what are you doing on Sunday morning?
Sunday morning, probably nothing. What's up?
Do you want to help out at the Junior Penguin Day, which, by the way, is Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 a.m.?
Are you doing that?
9 a.m. to 12 a.m.
No,
it was
8
to 12,
long
I thought.
For those
I thought it was 8 PM? To 12.
12 p.m.?
You're right.
Thank you.
Well, let me check.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
So, guys. Oh, hey, Elsie.
I thought it was 8 to 12.
Yeah, 8 to 12 a.m.
I might
Not
be doing
a.m.
it.
8 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Yeah, that was kind of
Are you doing it?
I'm supposed to do it. And for those of you who don't know, the Penguin Day is the Dominican University of California Penguin Student Athlete Advisory Committee is set to host the 4th annual Junior Penguin Day event on Sunday, April 27th at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Yay.
The free event will take place at the Conlin Center on Dominican's campus. Kids K through 8, and they're invited to spend the day playing basketball, soccer, and volleyball and learning from Dominican student athletes.
Aww.
Unfortunately, I will not be helping out, even though I was very excited for it, because I coach an 11s team, and I have a last-minute tournament that just got added. Oops is right.
Well, someone was saying that there were way more, like, coaches than kids this year.
Well, that's good news for if you want to bring your kid to it.
Well, yeah, because I wanted
attention.
To do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a kid's swim coach. Like, I like doing stuff like that.
You like kids?
I like kids a lot. We should probably cut that if you can.
This is live.
All right.
Awkward.
You nice. Talk now.
All right. If you want to reserve your child's spot and register for free, go to DominicanAthletics.com and search Junior Penguin Day. Or for more questions, call 415-482-3500.
Lee likes kids.
Okay.
Loves kids.
So, guys, are you guys going to the boat dance this weekend?
No.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay, Lee is.
I am.
And will you be taking a child?
It wouldn't let me.
Okay. Monica's short enough, so...
She's pretty tall.
Yeah, she's
his shame.
Pretty tall. She's
for
five,
a girl, she's like 5'8".
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She's 5'8"?
Yeah,
she's almost as tall as you are.
She's like 5'5".
Oh, she's pretty tall.
I'm 5'5". Who's Monica?
It's not that funny. Just one of my friends.
Just a friend?
Just a friend.
How old is she? Good. Over 12? Oh, good.
Good God.
You won't hear the end of this.
No, this will be around for a while.
It's been around for a while. Sabi?
No, thank you.
Anybody?
I do, but
I'm not good. Oh,
that's
thank
okay.
you.
No, maybe later. Thank you.
Okay.
So, guys, that is just about all the time we have. Thank you for being on with me today. And
so
my last ever, The More You Know, I think.
Aww.
I have to double check.
This was fun.
So I might be back, but
I'd like to come back.
I would love to have you back. Thank you guys so much for coming on with me today.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kevin.
We love you all.
And Patrick. And Stu.
And everyone.
And Valerie's roommate.
Yay, Christian.
I still don't know who you live with, and I don't know where you live. I know you live, but I've never been there.
I know you live.
Come meet them.
I know you live. All right.
I do live.
This
Bye-bye.
Is radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned for the last Penguin Press Pass of this semester.
Stay beautiful.
Bye-bye.